Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat.
Moroni chapter 10 is the last chapter of the whole Book of Mormon. This is the end of the line. This is it. And Moroni is squeezing in some last bits of advice for us. We're going to hear him use the word exhort a ton in this chapter. And a quick Google search just informed me that exhort means to urge someone very emphatically to do something. And so this is Moroni. He's finishing off the record. He knows this is his last words to the future, to whoever finds it. And he's giving us basically his dying words here. We have no way of knowing how long he lived after he wrote this, but this is it. This is the end, and this is how he's going to finish off the record. So let's see what he says, starting in verse 1. Now I, Moroni, write somewhat as seemeth me good, and I write unto my brethren the Lamanites, and I would that they should know that more than 420 years have passed away since the sign was given of the coming of Christ. And I seal up these records after I have spoken a few words by way of exhortation unto you. Behold, I would exhort you, that when ye shall read these things, if it be wisdom in God that ye should read them, that ye would remember how merciful the Lord hath been unto the children of men, from the creation of Adam even down until the time that ye shall receive these things, and ponder it in your hearts. So his first bit of advice to us, his first exhortation, is that we remember how merciful God has been to mankind throughout the whole history of the world. Verse 4, and when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. So this is the second exhortation. He's telling us, after you've read this book that he and his dad have put together, if you ask God, in the name of Christ, with real intent, if it's true, God will tell you if it's true, which is pretty cool. You know, anyone can try that and see what happens. It's interesting he uses the phrase real intent, because in the epistles he just gave us from Mormon in the last couple chapters, Mormon talks about real intent and how your intentions when you do something really matter. If you give a gift, but you give it grudgingly, it doesn't count as having given a gift because you don't have real intent. And so if you're going to follow this bit of exhortation and ask God if the Book of Mormon is true, you better really want to know, and you better be willing to act on whatever answer God gives you. Verse 6, and whatsoever thing is good is just and true. Wherefore, nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledgeth that he is. And ye may know that he is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore, I would exhort you that ye deny not the power of God. For he worketh by power, according to the faith of the children of men, the same today, tomorrow, and forever. So the third exhortation here is don't deny the power of God. Verse 8, and again I exhort you, my brethren, that ye deny not the gifts of God, for they are many, and they come from the same God, and there are different ways that these gifts are administered, but it is the same God who worketh all in all, and they are given by the manifestations of the Spirit of God unto men to profit them. So fourth exhortation, don't deny the gifts of God, which he'll now start listing starting in verse 9. For behold, to one is given by the Spirit of God that he may teach the word of wisdom, and to another that he may teach the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another exceedingly great faith, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and again to another that he may work mighty miracles, and again to another that he may prophesy concerning all things, and again to another the beholding of angels and ministering spirits, and again to another all kinds of tongues, and again to another the interpretation of languages and of diverse kinds of tongues. And all these gifts come by the Spirit of Christ, and they come unto every man severally, according as he will. And I would exhort you, my beloved brethren, that ye remember that every good gift cometh of Christ. So fifth exhortation here, remember, everything that's good comes from God and comes from Christ. Verse 19, and I would exhort you, my beloved brethren, that ye remember that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that all these gifts of which I have spoken, which are spiritual, will never be done away, even as long as the world shall stand, only according to the belief of the children of men. Wherefore there must be faith, and if there must be faith, there must also be hope, and if there must be hope, there must also be charity. And except ye have charity, ye can in no wise be saved in the kingdom of God. Neither can ye be saved in the kingdom of God if ye have not faith. neither can ye if ye have no hope. And if ye have no hope, ye must needs be in despair. And despair cometh because of iniquity. And Christ truly said unto our fathers, if ye have faith, ye can do all things which are expedient unto me. So, sixth exhortation here is to remember that God doesn't change. And if there were miracles in the past, there can totally be miracles now. We just have to have enough faith to see them. Verse 24, and now I speak unto all the ends of the earth, that if the day cometh that the power and gifts of God shall be done away among you, it shall be because of unbelief. And woe be unto the children of men if this be the case, for there shall be none that doeth good among you, no, not one. For if there be one among you that doeth good, he shall work by the power and gifts of God. And woe unto them who shall do these things away and die, for they die in their sins, and they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God. And I speak it according to the words of Christ, and I lie not. And I exhort you to remember these things, for the time speedily cometh that ye shall know that I lie not, for ye shall see me at the bar of God. And the Lord God will say unto you, did I not declare my words unto you, which were written by this man, like as one crying from the dead, yea, even as one speaking out of the dust? I really love this verse because it makes me imagine Judgment Day actually being very much like a courtroom. And Moroni is there on the witness stand, and God and Jesus are, you know, judge and prosecution and defense, which is a little complicated, but they're like, didn't this guy, he wrote some stuff down, we told him to, and we know you read it, we know you listened to that podcast, probably not that, but anyway, so what happened there? Verse 28, I declare these things unto the fulfilling of the prophecies, and behold, they shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the everlasting God, and his word shall hiss forth from generation to generation, and God shall show unto you that which I have written is true. And again, I would exhort you that ye would come unto Christ and lay hold upon every good gift and touch not the evil gift nor the unclean thing. Chapter 7, a few chapters ago, we had a sermon from Mormon before he died, obviously. And he talked about how to lay hold upon every good gift. And it's a pretty good discourse. So anyway, we have instructions there. Verse 31, and awake and arise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Yea, and put on thy beautiful garments, O daughter of Zion. And strengthen thy stakes and enlarge thy borders forever, that thou mayest no more be confounded, that the covenants of the eternal Father which he hath made unto thee, O house of Israel, may be fulfilled. Yea, come unto Christ, and be perfected in him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. And again, if ye by the grace of God are perfect in Christ, and deny not his power, then are you sanctified in Christ by the grace of God, through the shedding of the blood of Christ, which is in the covenant of the Father, unto the remission of your sins, that ye became holy, without spot. And now, I bid unto you farewell. I soon go to rest in the paradise of God, until my spirit and body shall reunite. And I am brought forth triumphant through the air to meet you before the pleading bar of the great Jehovah, the eternal judge of both quick and dead. Amen. And that's it. That's the end of the whole Book of Mormon. I'm really not sure what to do at this point, because usually I turn on the outro music and say in the next episode, but there is no next episode. This is it. This is the end. So thanks for sticking with me. This has been enjoyable for me reading it, and apparently some people have been listening, so thank you for that. I have put together a website, theeccentricsage.com, where all of the episodes for this entire podcast are all listed together. You can listen and download any one of them. The whole Book of Mormon's there from the beginning to end. So check it out. I hope, if anything, I've shown you that this book is not scary. It is long. It's taken us almost 200 episodes to get through, but we've done it, and I hope it's been okay for you. It's been great for me. And I love this book. I will continue reading it, though I probably will not continue recording myself reading it. But the episodes are all there on the website. If you ever need a study buddy, I'm happy to be that in a digital sort of way. And I hope you can love this book the same way I do. Bye.